This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For decades, Paul DeMaine was one of the nation's most prolific and influential Native American journalists. His newspaper, The News from Indian Country, ran for more than 33 years. This year, DeMaine published the newspaper's last issue, and at 64, he's ready for his own next chapter. Rob Menser spent time with DeMaine on the Lacouture Reservation and brings us this report.
Paul DeMaine learned the value of independence in his first year as a journalist. It was the late 70s. He was working as both newspaper editor and communications director for the Lacouture tribe in northern Wisconsin. He'd been there for about a year when the FBI served search warrants on the chairman's office. The tribal chairman told him what to write in the press
Lacouture
release.
Tribe, blah, 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 blah. There are no FBI agents here. They are not confiscating documents. They are not serving search warrants.
He sent the press release.
And an hour later, I sent a second news story out describing how the police had arrived at 11:25 and served a search warrant on the tribal government and were surging.
And that, DeMaine says, is the difference between a public relations employee and a newspaper editor. DeMaine made a lousy public relations employee, but he became a great newspaper editor. DeMaine launched the News from Indian Country in 1986. It would grow to reach a national audience. In August, the newspaper published its last issue.
Let's take a look at the building.
The sign is down from the front of News from Indian Country. The inside is a mess.
You realize that we've already sent a lot of boxes and stuff.
The newspaper provided a digest of stories about indigenous communities from coast to coast and beyond.
I would have to read, you know, 1,000 copies of the New York Times or the Washington Post in order to get the concentrated number of indigenous-related stories.
That's Patty Lowe, a longtime broadcast journalist in Wisconsin who now heads the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University. She says the closure of the newspaper and its website is a blow.
It just makes me so, so sad.
Mark Trahant is editor of Indian Country Today. He says DeMaine's independence set him apart.
That vision, I think, was really extraordinary, where he saw this idea of being able to be independent by being private.
The biggest story DeMaine ever broke was also one that went squarely against what his audience wanted to hear. Working with two other Native reporters, in 2002, DeMaine published an investigation into radical Native American activist Leonard Peltier. Peltier had been convicted of killing two FBI agents on a South Dakota reservation in 1975. There are boxes and boxes of files from the investigation in DeMaine's office. He says Peltier had become a cause celeb in the Native community.
The idea that Peltier was an innocent man was almost a universal feeling at some point.
The journalists found multiple sources who had heard Peltier bragging about the killings. They uncovered evidence that a Native woman in Peltier's circle, Anna Mae Picto Aquash, may have been killed because she knew about it. The issue they published was a bombshell, spurring new investigation of Aquash's death. It also changed the way many people saw Peltier. DeMaine's Oneida name is Ska Bewis, the messenger. To him, that's always meant trying to find the truth.
I brought a message that nobody wanted to hear, but maybe nobody would listen to someone else.
Different groups over here. This is all summer white oysters.
These days, DeMaine hunts mushrooms and taps maple trees on his land. It's not always easy to adjust to life without newspaper deadlines, but he's trying to take things as they come.
I've got food, shelter, people love me, I'm okay, let's get through today and live it to the best.
DeMaine is interested in food sovereignty, a movement to connect Native communities with traditional growing practices. He's inoculated a bunch of logs on his property with mushroom spawn. With any luck, they'll make for some tasty soups next spring. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.